Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, March 5th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we're both sitting beside each other today. Brooksine has had her part in the preparation of the message and will share with me throughout today's message. Our goal is always to encourage others in their walk with Jesus Christ. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net for that reason. Today's message is titled, Our Shield. The scripture text is from Psalm chapter 3, verses 1 through 3.
O Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him, Selah. But you are a shield around me, O Lord. You bestow glory on me and lift up my head.
Pennsylvania has many towns with interesting names. About 60 miles due north of us is a small village in the Appalachian Mountains named Fear Not. I don't know how the name originated. Spent a bit of a time trying to find out, but wasn't able to do so. It wouldn't surprise me if it had a biblical basis, as is the case with many of the names of small towns in our area. I wonder if the early settlers were experiencing fear, and a Bible preacher challenged them with a passage from the Bible that declares, "Fear not." Perhaps the message was so pertinent and left such an impact, the settlers decided it would be an excellent name for a town. They'd hear the reminder each time the name of the town is spoken. In fact, there is a church in that area to this day named Fear Not, which is an unusual but very descriptive name for a church.
Well, many of us can identify with David's desperate cry to God in our verses we shared earlier. Our circumstances differ, but we also sense the presence of foes. And to this day, they continue to voice the same dispiriting words, God will not deliver. Undoubtedly, some of you are dealing with this kind of emotional turmoil even today. And your greatest foe, Satan, unceasingly torments. Nearly 500 years ago, Martin Luther wrote, "But still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe."
And he continues to seek to work us woe. David wrote this portion of scripture when he was forced to flee from his rebellious son Absalom. The historical record of that uprising is found in 2 Samuel chapter 13. David had been at the height of his power when he committed his most famous sin, recorded in 2 Samuel 11. A private matter which had wide and lasting consequences. Although he eventually repented, a chain of events had been initiated of which he had little control. Now, the great king is fighting for his life, his chief human adversary being his very own son.
The word Selah in the text is an actual transliteration of the Hebrew. In other words, like Alleluia and Amen, it sounds the same in English as in Hebrew. It is thought to be a musical term indicating a pause. I read a comment that suggests it calls the reader to pause and contemplate on what has been written and prepare for what is coming next.
The very first reference to shield in the Bible is used in a spiritual sense when the Lord speaks to Abraham. It's in Genesis 15, verse 1. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. Perhaps David recalled this passage when he confidently declared, "But you are a shield around me, O Lord." David had a firm grounding in this glorious, unchanging truth. The remainder of Psalm 3 is a confident expression of faith in God's care.
Today, we encourage each reader to focus on this unchanging God, who ever remains a shield around those who trust in Him. In fact, throughout the Psalms, David uses the image of a shield to describe the care and power of God. In the New Testament, Paul speaks of the shield in Ephesians 6 as a defense weapon against the flaming arrows of the evil one.
But here's one other example from the Psalms that we want to close with. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to Him in song. That's Psalm 28, verse 7.
Let's pray together. Father, there are many foes standing ready to attack. The enemy's ammunition is relentless, coming from every direction. But I am thoroughly protected by your impenetrable shield that completely surrounds me. Fear misguides, but faith guides me into an enduring trust in your unfailing love. You are my shelter from the stormy blast and my hope for a future eternal home. Amen.
Amen. The prayer message has encouraged you today. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is, again, the message for Wednesday, March 5th, 2008. We do have a photo up on the site today. Not a current photo, but one taken a couple Saturdays ago. We had a beautiful snow on the ground and took a long walk. We also have several songs up today that we feel would further supplement the message, add to it, as far as musically giving you encouragement. A couple songs we cannot find, or I guess there's one. There's a wonderful song we recall from many years ago by Carmen that had the title, Fear Not My Child. I couldn't find that one, but some of you, even when I mention that, will recall it. But we do have a couple of others up that have a reinforcing ability, we feel. Well, thanks for joining us today. It's great to have Roxine back beside me. I'm still fighting with this cough that I've had to restrain throughout the message. Perhaps you can detect that. God give each one of you grace and that awareness of the shield that God indeed provides for all of us.